This is 91.7 KXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Celebrating 50 years of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota, join us at KAXE. If you're not a member, please consider becoming one right now. You can donate to 218-326-1234. It is Pledge Week. It is time for the world-famous Green Cheese Radio Show.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
And it's Pledge Week this week, so with us today is Heather Johnson, membership coordinator.
Hey, thanks for having me in with you, Mike. I'm so excited to be here for Cheese, one of my favorite radio programs. You're listening, so it's one of your great favorite radio programs, too, I would assume. That means we need you to be a member right now. You can get it out of the way so you can enjoy your trivia. Go to KAXE.org and click on that yellow donate button.
The sky is speckled, I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man,
not a mouse. Mouse.
That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
And green cheese is made possible by the Timberlake Lodge and Hotel in Grand Rapids. On-site amenities include a restaurant with a full bar, a large parking lot suitable for trailers and boats, and offering fresh baked breakfast items each day. Additional information available at TimberlakeLodgeHotel.com. Hello, everyone. My name is Mike Berry. I'm your volunteer host, along with Heather Johnson, to do this. We're doing Pledge Week. We're having a great week, both of programming and of membership pledges, new and old and sustaining. We appreciate that. We're going to get into green cheese in a second, but if you're not a member, please consider doing so. And if you are a member, please consider chipping in a little bit. Every dollar helps in the age that we live in, so we appreciate that.
Absolutely. And we have a big match on the table. We have a $3,500 match, but you guys have to help us out. We need 25 pledges before the end of green cheese. And the sooner you get it out of the way, the sooner that you can just pay attention to the trivia and not, you know, deal with your guilt or whatever. We need to hear from you. We are a small community station. We are member supported. When we lost funding, as did all public media last year, that was quite a big hit to us. And the only reason we're still here is because you stepped in. And we need you again. We need you always. So it's super easy. Go to KAXE.org, click on that yellow donate button, and we will gong you in and sing your praises. And we need 25 of you tonight. So while we're asking questions, That's your assignment. You could even do it while you're on hold.
Yes, and you can text to the number that you dial in as well. You can text your donation to 218-326-1234. A few guidelines, a reminder, this is a family show, so keep that in mind to do this. And as you call in, as you get the music, you'll get a countdown that you are in the queue. Please move away from your device. We don't want to hear that echo like that. So, okay, let's get rolling. A few questions here. Who was the only U.S. president that English was not his first language? What is the flattest state in the United States? And what is the only state without a natural lake? And what is Bart Simpson's full name?
All right. I have some sci-fi questions tonight. Who was ranked number one in TV Guide's 25 Greatest Sci-Fi Legends list and was the only real person on the list? Let's see. We have some kings and queens because, of course, next week we will be celebrating the new green cheese royalty at the Green Cheese Picnic. So I'm going to give you the title and you tell me who they are. The King of Latin Trap. The Grand Master of Calypso, who sang London is the place for me. And a big band composer and band leader who created the standards Take the A-Train and Mood Indigo. 218-326-1234 with your answers.
Okay, and I want to make sure that I get the phones here to do this.
All right. We'll go on with some cult classic movies. Which film follows hapless Harry Spencer as he navigates a nightmarish industrial world, a strained relationship, and the overwhelming cries of his disturbingly unnatural newborn? This is David Lynch's debut feature. What is the name of that cult classic film? 218-326-1234.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, can you hear us? Let's see.
There we go.
Okay, let's try it again. You're on Green Cheese.
Mike.
Yes.
Mike, it's Bob.
Brother, how you doing?
Good. I think the flattest state in the United States is Florida.
You are correct, sir.
Better known as Flo-Rida.
I was just listening to that.
By the way, shout out to Rhinestone and the Biffy for texting Dan Barrero on KFAN earlier this week. A local legend calling into a local station down here. Bob from South St. Paul.
Thanks, man. We'll excuse him for listening to another radio station, but by all means, try to move around.
All right.
I listened because I had a premonition that he was going to text in.
Okay. Do that. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Great show.
Yep.
Okay. Later. Bye.
Nice. Well, we have some business to take care of real quick. And that gong is for Jan in Grand Rapids, who's increasing her sustaining. Thank you so much, Jan. We are thrilled to hear from you.
Thank you, Jan. Let's go to the phones here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, my grandson would like to answer the question about the only state that doesn't have a lake.
Yes.
Maryland.
Your son, or young man, you are correct.
Well, thank you. And this is the Lower Lawrence Lake Trivia Players who want to say a shout-out to Eric that we met at the Triple L playing trivia, and a shout-out to Sherry and Mike in Belle Plaine.
All right. And where are you calling from again?
We are calling from Lower Lawrence Lake.
Lower Lawrence Lake. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Heather. It's Julie here.
Hey, Julie.
Julie Grab from Meadowlands. And I have just one answer, and that's going to be Bartholomew Jojo Simpson.
As a Simpson scholar, you are correct.
Well done.
Well, there's a couple other ones. Good questions tonight, you guys. Hey, everybody, I'm gonna go ahead and do this just to set something off. And Heather, you're the one I can say this to with in reality. Is I'm just going to throw in $25 because I've already pledged on three different shows, everybody. and to tick the numbers. 25 people, you can do this, people. because every fundraiser, Green Cheese pulls out all the stops.
Thank you, Julie.
No doubt. And if Julie can do it, other people can as well.
Yeah, it's your turn now. You can go to KAXE.org and click that donate button. It takes just a second, and you'll be helping us earn an extra $3,500.
Thanks, Julie.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
All right, who do I got?
Yeah, Mike and Heather tonight. Who's this?
All right, Mike and Heather. It's Delvin up at the compound on Turtle Lake. And we didn't hear of all the questions because we have a lot of people. But I'm thinking the cult classic, could it possibly be Rosemary's Baby?
It is not. That is a good guess with a creepy baby, but that's not quite the right one.
All right, so, like, the guys here want to give $250 if it is Rosemary's Baby. Can we change the vote?
Yes, then it is Rosemary's Baby. Absolutely. I accept
all
your
right,
pledge.
Actually, you know what? I will send the check, but Melvin and Kelvin, my two brothers, which are literally their names, want to know if the Sugar Shack Boys are up this weekend. So shout it out there.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll find that out.
The call is made.
All right, and I will write the check tomorrow. Promise.
Wonderful.
You.
And you have to put it in the mail, too.
Oh, shit. Oh, Joel Poopy. Okay.
Okay.
Will do, though.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye.
Thanks. This is a family show, so watch your
still
tongues.
Is. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. All right. I beat Simon.
Yes.
That is quite an accomplishment, I tell you. So I want to answer the A-Train, and composer is Duke Ellington.
Absolutely correct. Good job.
Yay. And also, shout out to everybody, of course. And if Rusty and Nancy are listening out there in Ronneby and Nantrap Mamas, maybe, Missy. But also would like to pledge $25. So I'll probably go through the whole thing online and do that.
That would be wonderful. And who's calling?
This is Beaver Islanders.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for another great night.
Wonderful.
Well, it will be a great night, I think.
It is.
I'm so early, but it's a great night out.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
And by the way, Heather knows everyone's monikers and their real name identities because she has the list.
That's not a threat, but it is true.
Let's go back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Yes, I'd like to answer the David Lynch Rosemary's Baby question.
Yes. What is your alternative answer?
I believe the alternative answer to that would be Eraserhead.
Yes, that is another acceptable answer to that question. Good job.
Very good.
Who's calling?
This is Dan in South St. Paul, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Aldo.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening tonight.
Yep. Thanks very much.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
I want to get a couple more questions out there because they've been answered.
Yeah.
So, what is the largest state capital by population? Name the only two states that share a border but does not have a paved road crossing it. What is the largest lake by surface area in the Western Hemisphere?
All right, I have some more cult classic movies for you. In the Rocky Horror Picture Show, you have a blend of campy horror, sci-fi, and rock flair, and the story of a wholesome couple whose car trouble leads them to whose castle, who owns that castle. Let's see, and in this movie, you will delve into the dark dystopian world of Alex DeLarge, a Beethoven-loving sociopath. And in this movie, you follow the dude in a surreal adventure involving a missing rug, bowling, and oddball characters. That's 218-326-1234 to play Green Cheese.
Here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'd like to answer this is Kelvin from the compound.
Oh,
and
Kelvin.
I heard my brother just owes you $250 to change an answer.
At least.
I'm not going to stoop to that level. I'm going to answer correctly.
Okay.
All right, so I would like to answer the question about the president whose first language wasn't English.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's Donald Trump, and his first language was Russian.
No. Something else. So.
Frank and
good try, though.
Okay, yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Thank you. Okay. All right.
Go, Frank.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Heather and Mark.
Hi, Janet.
Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are in Grand Rapids.
I know that voice and, anywhere.
And I wanted to answer the King of Calypso.
Yes.
Is that Harry Belafonte?
Well, yes. You know, here's the deal. I hadn't asked that question yet, but I asked a very similar one.
Oh, I thought you did. I thought I heard that.
The Grand Master of Calypso. But yes, the King of Calypso is Harry Belafonte.
Okay.
And you get
I heard it wrong.
No, no, that's okay, because you get extra points for ESP, because I was going to ask that. So, thank you so much, Janet. Janet helps us so much during our member drives, and she answers the phone with her very, very pleasant voice, and we sure appreciate her.
Well, and I am also, as I ran away from my speaker, I ran to my computer, and I am making you an additional gift. I'm trying to fill out the form right now.
Thank you so much. I'm going to do a gong for you when you don't have to listen to me on the phone. Thank you.
But I'd like to give a shout-out to Jeff and encourage all the other Green Cheesers, even if you can only... Let's make that match. Let's unlock that matching thing. So, you know, even if you can only give an extra $10...
Yep.
That helps.
Absolutely, so. It does. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda of Dome Lake.
Yes.
Hi, Linda.
Hello. Hey, I've got an answer, the Big Lebowski.
Yes, absolutely. That's the one. The room, the rug really pulled the room together, too.
Well, and my favorite part of that, and those who are in the know will understand this, Subcheck security.
Yes.
And I have to give a shout out to my grandson while I wait. And like Janet, I'm in the middle of doing a pledge too. And I know that Julie Crabb did one earlier because I was listening to KX earlier. So everyone out there needs to put a little pledge in so we can get that maximum match.
Thank you so much, Linda. We really appreciate that.
You are welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Howdy. Has the largest lake question been answered?
You are the first one to call in.
I'm sorry?
No, it has not. What do you got?
Superior.
Lake Superior, indeed. So, where are you calling from?
Is that correct?
It is. You're correct.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So, and where are you calling in from?
Calling from Anoka.
Anoka. Wonderful.
Yeah, haven't been on for a while.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Keep on calling. Thanks, Anoka.
Yeah. Call back later.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Bemidji faction. How are you?
Sir.
Who is this?
This would be Keach from Parts Unknown.
What?
Indeed.
Yeah, the pork just came off the smoker earlier today.
Perfect.
For next weekend.
Now you're... that's right.
Did anybody answer the question about the flattest state?
Somebody did, but what do you have?
I want to say it was Kansas.
No, it was Florida, actually. Down by the sea.
Dude, let's go bowling. Let me get a shout-out to those four creep nephews of Brady, Joe, and Granty Pooh. They're camping down south somewhere. And also to Bob Berry.
Yes. And as Keach mentions, the Green Cheese Picnic is next week in Grand Rapids.
August 8th, Saturday. You're going to need to bring a potluck dish, and you're going to need to bring some jokes and questions and answers. But we need to take care of a little bit of business here. So, I have so many gongs. This is fantastic. Okay, it's for Janet. And this one's for Art. Art says, we've been listening to Green Cheese for years and try not to miss a Saturday. It's a highlight of our week. Thank you so much, Art. Oh, we heard from someone else. We heard from Keach. That makes 8. Keach is our court jester of Green Cheese. He gets a gong.
All right.
Let me see. I can hardly keep up. We heard from Bob in South St. Paul. Thank you so much, Bob. And Linda, thank you so much, Golden Valley, and Steph in Sudbury. Thank you so much. Steph says, thanks for all the work you guys do. We love all of the great programming and especially look forward to green cheese. Thank you so much, Steph. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Steph, I think that means we have, I count 10.
All right.
So we need 15 more, and that doesn't seem like, seems like we could do that really quickly. So all you have to do is go to kaxe.org and click on that donate button, and you'll, we will be helping us immensely with your donation, but you're also unlocking another $3,500 for us. So, okay, let's get back to the trivia.
Let me get a few more questions here. In the TV show True Blood, what is Suki Stackhouse's gift, ooh, her special talent? Who is Roger Rabbit married to? And in what town did Bullwinkle J. Moose live? And what 1968 hit was the first song to use the phrase heavy metal?
Oh, nice one. All right. So one thing I like to do is I like to give you some lyrics and then you give me the next three words. So number one, sunny day, sweeping the clouds away, on my way to where the dot, dot, dot. What are the next three words? And then, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow dot, dot, dot. What are the next three words? And one more. If you want to destroy my sweater, whoa, 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 hold this thread as dot, dot, dot. What are the next three words?
Right.
218-326-1234.
Okay, back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Rocky Horror Picture Show for the two people that car broke down. They went to a castle.
Absolutely, but whose castle was it?
No.
No.
The English guys.
Yeah. Well, yes. We're looking for his character name, but that's okay. You are correct.
Oh, you wanted his name.
Yep. I want to know whose castle it was.
Oh, I can't think of what his name. I don't know.
That's all right. Thanks for calling. All Who's right. calling?
This is Ed from Cedar and Lake.
Oh, Ed, and, I
we can do
that.
With all politics, too. This is supposed to be fun, not political.
Absolutely.
Previous king. All right, thanks. Bye.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
All right, it's delving up at the compound. The first thing is everybody in the family wants to apologize for Kelvin's political comment. But.
Okay.
Back to the real stuff. How about Dr. Frankenberger and Frankenberg's castle?
You are very, very close, but unfortunately that's not quite right.
Oh, all right. We'll work on it.
However,
and
we
I'm
are,
writing that check.
Okay, we are accepting additional donations for me to say it's right, though. So, think about that.
Oh, okay. But I'm in here because we changed. What was my question? We actually changed the answer to history, too. You remember?
That was the eraser hand one.
Yeah, it was. All right. All right, I'll talk to you guys in a few.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, you guys asked a question about the two states that do not have a paved road separating them.
Yes.
I believe that's North and South Dakota.
No, that's not it. You know, 2029 goes through there. So.
Oh. Well, I mean, the road that separates the two states is gravel, because I walked it with my shotgun.
Okay. All right.
Where are you calling in from?
At any rate. Oh, all right. Hondo's Hero is from Brainerd, Collin. And let's do a team toast to our long-departed swamp rat.
Yeah.
Indeed.
He is missed.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Jigs from the garage.
Hey, Jigs.
I was just curious, that largest state capital by population, that U.S. capital, is it?
U.S. capital, yes, correct. I should have said that.
Is that Phoenix? Somebody
Phoenix,
answer
Arizona
that?
Is correct. You are correct, sir.
Okay, I got to give a shout-out to the Wawina Land Baron, Ben from Blackberry. Mojo's out of commission tonight. He's doing a little fishing up on Lake of the Woods. So I'll keep listening and see if I can get in again. And thanks for the program.
Keep on.
Thank
calling.
You.
Yep. Hello, Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Jim Kep from the Lower Lawrence area.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if Roger Rabbit's wife is Jessica Rabbit.
Indeed, Jessica Rabbit. She was drawn that way.
She was.
Correct.
And I would like to give a shout out to my sister Amanda Arneson and her husband Kirk out of La Crosse, Wisconsin.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Have a good night. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is Schrader calling from Bluff Valley. I'm with Brandy Joe Bachman and Granty Poo.
Oh, nice.
I would like to, if you want to destroy this sweater,
yeah.
Hold this string as I walk away.
Exactly right. Correct. Good job.
Is that good?
Very good.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out to Cooch or Chief or whatever, you know. I just can't wait to see his smug face when nobody's eating his pork next weekend.
I think that won't happen.
Well, people line up. We're just glad you're coming to the picnic, too. It's going to be a good time, smugness or not.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure thing. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese. Afton, home from Wayward Youth, checking in this evening.
Hi, Afton.
Hi. You mentioned the first appearance of heavy metal in a lyric.
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to guess Steppenwolf.
And the song?
Born to be Wild.
Bingo.
Nice.
You got it.
Hey. I had a couple other ones, too, but that's the one that really piqued my interest.
Good
show, guys, and I will see you all next Saturday.
I can't wait.
It'll be fun.
Start packing now.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
See you next week. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. I was going to talk about Bowinkle J. Moose's hometown.
Yes.
I think that was Frostbite Falls, a.k.a. International Falls.
Correct. You are correct. So.
Excellent. Thank you. This is Danger Camp Oahu, but we are currently Danger Camp Nevis, Minnesota.
Oh, nice.
And super looking forward to the picnic next week.
Thank you. Oh, we can't wait to see you there.
We'll be in the grass skirt.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. You'll be really easy to spot. Oh, thank you.
All right. Great show. Thank you.
Thanks. I was going to ask her, is there a difference between Oahu and Nevis?
I mean, isn't Nevis kind of an upgrade?
We'll find out. All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did you get an answer for the sweater song yet?
We did, but what was your answer?
Oh, it's Weezer.
It is Weezer. What are the last three lyrics of If You Want to Destroy My Sweater, Hold This Thread As...
As we walk away.
Exactly.
All right.
Who's calling?
This is Keith from Harris Township.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Can I do a shout out?
Absolutely.
It's to Katie Heaton, Mike Harbin, and Beth Pruitt out at the Woods Therapy.
Nice. Good deal.
All right. Appreciate,
thanks for calling.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Y'all. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda of Don't Lake again.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, I have two answers. I feel like Simon when I have more than one answer, but I'm going to leave the low-hanging fruit of the Harry Chapin song out there, and I'm going to guess the more challenging question, and that is the gravel roads, I believe, are between Idaho and Montana.
No, the
and I might have half of that right.
The question is what two states have a border that do not have a paved road between them? So.
Okay, so it's not Idaho and Montana.
It is not. It is not. No.
It's not either or.
You have to get both.
Okay, because I think one of them is right. Montana, and what's south of Montana?
Wyoming.
Montana, Wyoming?
That's not true either.
That's not true either, says the former king.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I could jump in and answer another question, but one question, one answer. That was my rule.
Absolutely.
So I will leave it out there for other people.
We appreciate that.
Thanks. I'll give a shout out to Zoot and Galahad.
Awesome. Thank you,
thanks.
Linda.
Alrighty.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, I just want to say thank you to Linda, because I was hanging on to answer the Harry Chapin song.
Oh. What
and
do
I
you
know
have?
She felt it. I know she felt the temptation. So thank you, Linda. Shout out to you. I believe it was the Cats in the Cradle song, and the next lyric was, "Can I borrow the car keys?"
It's want to borrow the car keys. Exactly right. All right.
Yeah.
Who's
calling? This is my Gritty Warblers in Bemidji.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Right across town.
Yeah. Thanks much.
We would love to see you at the picnic if you can make it next Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we're thinking about it. We kind of got a reservation in for pulling in our little scamp trailer for one night, and that it might happen. We'll see. We're a little nervous because we've never been there before. So
I can absolutely tell you that it is the warmest, friendliest place to walk into. And I know there are people who want to meet you too. So it would be it's a
well,
blast.
I can only believe that it is full of warm, friendly people.
Yes.
So thank you for saying that.
All right. Thanks for calling tonight.
Yeah. Bye bye.
And the Green Cheese Picnic is in Grand Rapids. It's at the KXE Studios.
Yeah.
As Heather mentioned, bring a dish to share, bring questions, because that's the volunteers who provide the questions at the picnic.
Yeah.
And a chair, bring a lawn chair, cooler, etc.
And bring jokes. We tell jokes as well. And I really like to do a sing-along to the theme, you know, so bring your... come warmed up, you know, with your voice. We have to take care of some business here. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I can still count at the end of the week. This is one big gong for all of you. We heard from Jeff in Brainerd. They're sustainers and they're kicking in some extra. Thank you so much. We have from Scott in Canyon and Mo and Timothy in St. Paul, Ruth in St. Cloud, Jessica in Pequot. We heard from the Turtle Lake Turnpikers. Thank you so much. And Jeff in Woodridge. Oh my gosh. So, if my math is still mathing on the last day of summer drive, we are at 18. So we only have a few more to get to 25. I know we can do that, and that unlocks another $3,500 for KAXE, KBXE community people-powered radio. And Cheesers always come through for us. So thank you. It's your turn to go to KAXE.org and click on that donate button while we play some trivia.
Yes. And if we get to 50, we'll take that as well.
Yes.
Okay. Back to the phones here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Green Cheese. This is Stephen Sudbury.
Hi, Steph.
Calling. Hi, calling in. Did you get an answer yet to the Sookie Stackhouse question?
No, you'd be the first person to call in on that.
All righty. So her talent was that she could read minds. She had telepathy.
Yeah, she was telepathic.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, as always, thanks for a great show, and shout out to all the regulars, and just encourage everyone to continue donating to public radio.
Sounds good.
Thanks much.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, you're on Green Cheese.
Is the castle owned by Frankenfurter?
It is. It is owned by Dr. Frankenfurter, the weirdest castle you will ever come across.
I redeem myself. Ed from Cedar Ann Lake. Shout out to Nancy.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you. Bye.
Now I got the soundtrack in my head. It's an earworm. So we'll see. Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Have you guys gotten an answer for who Roger Rabbit's wife was?
We did, but what do you have?
Oh, shoot. That was Jessica.
Yes, Jessica Rabbit.
Okay. Well, this is the Turtle Lake Turnpikers calling, and just shout out, my mom and her friend Ginger are up on Big Turtle, and shout out to everybody on Turtle Lake, and just looking forward to being at the picnic next week.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to meet you in person. That's going to be amazing.
I know. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun.
Awesome. Thanks for calling tonight. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And reminder, the jokes start at 5 next week?
I believe so. Well,
5 to 7?
We usually do, we'll do the potluck first, and then jokes start around there, you know, around 6.
Well,
then
the show or whatever we do, it starts at 5 to 7, and then we do cream cheese at 7 to 9. So, if you're planning your time in there. Okay. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Green Cheese. I think somebody might have gotten my answer, but Frostbite Falls is where Bullwinkle was from.
Yes.
And he had a friend named Rocket J. Squirrel?
Yes, yes. Yep.
Okay, that's all right. Well, I'd like to do a shout-out to Don Pierce, the big game research crew from Togo in 1969, Nancy from beautiful downtown Omelund, Gail Blackmer, the owner of Deer Lake Charlie's, and the Widow Lakers.
All right. Thank you so much. And who's calling?
Yep. This is Doodle Acres from Hackensack.
I would have known that.
And I will be dropping off a check when I go to the reunion up in Togo, and also drop off some Doodle Acres maple syrup.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, you bet.
We're going to gong that in.
All right.
You're bringing us to 19. Thanks, Doodle Acres.
You bet. Bye.
Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, first thing is, Rocky's calling from freshman orientation, and this is a question. Does anybody know what college that Bullwinkle and Rocky went to? But the other question we actually knew is, Roger Rabbit, was he married to Jessica Rabbit?
Yes, Jessica Rabbit, yes.
Okay. All right, and do you guys know what college that the two of that Rocky and Bullwinkle went to?
Yes, I see the sweatshirt right now. It's What's the Matter?
All right, I love you guys.
Thanks for calling. Who's calling in?
All right, take a Delvin up at the cabin.
Oh, Delvin, thanks.
Let me throw a few more questions out here. A couple baseball questions since we're in the season here. So, name the players to hit 2 inside the park home runs in the same game. I've got 5 of them, including one from way back. So, 2 inside the park home runs in the same game. And then name the pitchers who have struck out 20 batters in one game. I've got 5 of those. And name the 8 members of the 300-300 club. That is 300 home runs or more and 300 or more stolen bases. There are 8 players of the 300-300 club. The baseball. And then what are the 2 fruit juices in a Cosmopolitan?
Ooh, nice. All right. I still have this one out there. Who was ranked number 1 in TV Guide's 25 Greatest Sci-Fi Legends and was the only real person on the list? And let's see. Looking for the next 3 words in this lyric: lump sat alone in a boggy marsh, totally motionless except for her heart. Mud flowed up into lump's pajamas. She totally confused all the dot, dot, dot. What are the next 3 lyrics? And let's see. He wrote, Billy Bob loves Charlene, in letters 3 feet high. And the whole town said he should have used red, but it looked good to Charlene in dot, dot, dot. What are the next 3 words? And let's see, we're looking at some cult classic movies. What is this movie? Follow a group of adventurous kids on a treasure hunt to save their home from foreclosure. And join Peter Gibbons as he rebels against his mundane office job and embraces a carefree lifestyle. 218-326-1234.
Okay, to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Wow, hard getting in tonight.
Oh, Nancy.
Yeah, hi. But I think I might have the 2 states with no paved road.
Yeah, what do you got?
Montana and South Dakota.
You are correct. So you got it.
I have land up there.
Oh, nice.
Do you have a road that goes to it? Yeah, obviously you have a road there.
We're surrounded by a big hunting outfit.
Oh.
So anyway, we can get to it, though.
All right.
I want to shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake, Calamity Jane, The Dip in the Road, and happy birthday, Andy.
Oh, happy birthday, Andy.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, has somebody answered the what is the full name of Bart Simpson question?
Someone did, but what do you have?
I have Bartholomew JoJo Simpson.
That is correct.
All right. That makes me feel good. Thank you.
Awesome.
Who's calling?
We love your show. Shout out to Hudson, Wisconsin.
Okay. And where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Hudson.
Ah, Hudson, Wisconsin. Indeed. Well, we got Hudson on the map. Okay.
Thank you so much, y'all.
Thank you.
So long.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I was going to answer one question. Martin Van Buren is the president that spoke a different language.
Yes, and do you know that language? What his first language was?
It was Dutch.
You are correct.
Got it.
But I wanted to answer that one other one. It's Bullwinkle's College was What's the Matter You?
A great name. I should get that T-shirt somewhere or sweatshirt. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And where are you calling in from?
From Brainerd, Hondo's Heroes.
All right.
Excellent. Thanks, Hondo's.
All right. Thank you.
And we receive support from Wings Airport Cafe with bread and baked products created in their kitchen. Open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. More at wingsairportcafe.com or on Facebook. Making friends one plate at a time.
All right. Well, we have some business to take care of. Those gongs are in honor of Darcy in Grand Rapids and Shane and Lisa, who just became sustainers. Thank you so much. That brings our total to 21. We're looking for at least 25 of you, but we are in our summer member drive, and we are still looking to reach our big goal of $50,000. So we need you to help us out by going to kaxe.org and clicking on that donate button to support community radio, people-powered radio. We're not robots, right?
Exactly.
We're not robots. We are people who pick out the questions. Nobody tells us what music to play here. We are the opposite of AI. So,
and we have not mentioned our T-shirts today for those who donate.
We do.
$240?
Yes. $240 or $20 a month, whichever works best for you. We have a brand new T-shirt. It's kind of a spoof on the 80s and 90s DARE T-shirt. So it's K-A-X-E in red letters instead of DARE. And then it says, just say no to algorithms, because we don't believe in algorithms. We believe in creativity and people power and community connections with actual people. That's what we're all about here. All the music we play is handpicked, and all of our programming is real people. So if that's something you support, and I know it is because you are listening to Green Cheese right now, we need you to donate and go to kaxe.org, click on the donate button, and keep us going. We've been here for 50 years, and we are very intent on being here more than 50.
Yes,
more.
Yes. Yes. Indeed, to do that. So, okay, we'll go back to the phones here. So, hello, you're on the air. You're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, I wanted to take a stab at the question about states that border each other but don't have a road between them.
Yeah, what do you have?
That get answered. I was going to guess Minnesota and Michigan because of Isle Royale. You have to take a ferry.
Interesting. That's not the answer I had, but that's an alternative answer.
Alternative, yes.
Okay, and where are you calling in from?
Calling from the outer rim of Meadowlands.
Oh, all right. We have a strong Meadowlands contingency. Contingent.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Julie Crabb. Happy belated.
Yeah, Julie had a birthday. She was on air shortly after her birthday. It was a great show. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. This is Joe in Virginia, formerly of Birch Lake. And I'm just calling to tell you I'm going to be increasing my pledge in response to Janet's exhortation that we all chip in a little more. Let's show the thumper that he can't silence us by cutting off the money. So let's keep the money flowing. And I do like the new call waiting system that you're using. I don't know how long that's been around.
Oh, good.
It's the first time I've gotten through on it, but I think that's a nice idea. So anyway, I'm going to get off here, say to everybody how much we appreciate Janet, because she does do a lot for the state.
She does.
And I'm waiting to nominate her for the board, actually. And I do want to thank all the volunteers, you folks and the other announcers and the board members, too. You know, we sometimes forget to thank them because they're also volunteers.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to get off here and sign in now on the Internet and increase that pledge. So thanks so much for your show. Really enjoying it tonight.
Thank you, Joe. We sure appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you for a donation. As mentioned, we've had a great week, like every week, of music this week. And as Heather mentioned, these are people who pick their own music to do this. So hence the say no to algorithms. So.
Absolutely.
So back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Green Cheese. Canada calling. John in Sudbury here.
Hey, John.
Well, you know, the pledge green cheesings are always fun because, you know, I know the past couple, you've pretty much met the goal in the first hour, and it looks like we're well on the way to doing that again this time. So it's just really great to hear everyone support the program, support the station, and public media in general. So one of your lyrics questions, John Deere Green.
On a hot summer night.
I'm not singing it, yeah.
Okay, so
spare the cheese universe.
Yes. So full disclosure, I despise that song. But
do you?
I had quite enough of it in the 90s. But for whatever reason, something It earwormed into my brain this week, and I couldn't get it out. So now, hopefully, it's done.
Now you're done with it. Yeah, the 90s country is kind of my favorite era of music of all time. So, yeah. Okay, so shout out to the Turtle Lake Turnpikers. Heard them in there. Keach from Parts Unknown. Rhinestone in the Biffy. Julie Crabb, any new cheesers? And remember, if you can, folks, support public media and have fun at the picnic next week. We'll be there in spirit. We'll be listening. And everyone be safe and have a lot of fun. Thanks,
thanks so much,
Joe, and we'll try again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I think I got an answer to the question about the movie with the kids on a treasure hunt to save their home.
No, you're wrong. Now what do you have?
I mean, that's gotta be "Hey, you guys." It's the Goonies, right?
Okay, you're right. Just because you did the voice, good job. Who is
this?
The
voice.
For those who don't know,
you know who this is.
Know each other, so.
The mystery caller is Kilgore Scouts and Bemidji, of course.
It's the other. I assume both the other 2/3 of Kilgore Scouts are at home right now, calling in. So, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Exactly. Well, of course, and a shout-out to Don and Janet and the Garage Sale Ninjas, who will be advocating the shrooms at the Green Cheese Picnic next week.
Absolutely. It's going to be amazing. It's so much fun. Can't wait.
Yeah. We'll see. All right. Talk to you later.
See you next week. Mm-hmm. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is the Aquatic Hobos. And the question about lump is passing piranhas.
Yes, totally confused all the passing piranhas, which is quite a difficult thing to do, I think. Who's calling?
This is the Aquatic Hobos.
Oh, Aquatic Hobos.
I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, Carolyn.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you.
Thanks. I want to get a couple more questions out there. What is the longest commercial flight in the world? And what is the only country that has three presidents that serve at the same time?
Ooh, nice.
What are the three deepest rivers in the world? And what is the southernmost capital city in the world?
All right. I'm still looking for who is the king of Latin trap. I would also like to know which Kingly boxed cereal has been crunched on since 1968. And let's see. Which sci-fi legend gave Rod Serling's eulogy? And which character in Return of the Jedi famously says, "It's a trap"? 218-326-1234 to play Green Cheese.
Okay, here we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. Did you get an answer yet for the two juices that are in a Cosmo?
You're the first person to call in on that.
Okay. It's cranberry and lime juice.
You are correct.
Good job.
Perfect. Well, this is the Turtle Lake Turnpikers calling again. Shout out to John and Steph, as always. Quick question about the picnic. Are there going to be outlets for a crock pot, or do we just bring it warm or room temperature?
That is a really, really good question. I know that the setup last year, it seemed a little light on outlets, but I can find that out, and I can give you a call this week.
Okay, that's fine. Not a big deal. Just figuring out what we're going to bring. That's okay. All.
Yeah, totally understand. I will let you know, though.
Okay, great. We'll see you guys next weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I wonder if anybody got the answer for the song lyrics on Look Good to Charlene.
Somebody did, but what do you have?
I got John Deere Green by Joe Diffie.
You are absolutely correct. Good job. Who's calling?
Oh, thank you. And thank you for what you guys do. And may I give a shout out?
Absolutely.
Shout out to Big Ed and Michelle on the Sales on 38 Extravaganza. This year will be 10 years.
Oh, nice. And who's calling?
This is the Warba Wannabe.
Warba Wannabes. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for playing tonight.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
And the whole town said that he should use red, but it looked good to Charlene. Because she ain't seen nothing yet.
Bow, bow. Bow. All right.
Seen nothing yet. Bow, bow.
This is why right? You're the court jester. Yes.
All right. Keith from Parts Unknown. Let me just shout out to John and Steph from Sudbury. Wish he would have sang it, but I understand.
Oh.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Garage Sale Ninjas and the Kilgore Scouts. And I'm getting long winded here. Oh, tell the Turtle Lake Turnpikers that we'll figure it out. We're going to bring extension cords and power strips.
Okay.
Get your butt there. Adios.
I said, Keach, when you were there last year with your
pump,
did you have an outlet? Or did he? Oh,
I think we lost him.
We can ask.
That's all right. We'll figure out the outlet situation, and we'll maybe do a little PSA on it.
Okay. Hello. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. You there? Oh, let me switch off there. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Jim from Zim, and I'd like to answer the question about the two states of the gravel road connection.
Yeah.
I believe the previous caller was right on the Montana, and I think it's South Dakota is the other one.
It is. You're right. It is Montana and South Dakota.
Okay, and I'd like to give a sincere thank you for your good show tonight. I listened a lot. And I'd like to give a shout-out, and I bring this from the heart, to all of the great Green Cheesers out there that understand the rule that this is not a political show. It's for fun.
Indeed.
I appreciate their self-control.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Jim.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Tom from Outing. And I could always count on Mike Spry and Julie Crabb to have baseball questions for me. Thank you. The 300 and 300 club.
Yeah.
I couldn't write everything down fast enough for all the other ones, the 20 strikeout deals. But since no one's answering them, I'm going to take a couple of them. Bonds.
Okay.
Mays. Barry Bonds, the 300 stolen bases and 300 home runs.
Yep.
In their career.
Yeah.
I think I'm right on both those guys.
You are. If you have more, you can give it to us.
You know, I'm not going to cheat, but if you would repeat those other two, the 20 strikeout deal, and not necessarily on phone call, but that'd be great.
I'll do that.
I'm sure you have a repeat coming up at 8 o'clock or right after 8. So,
oh yeah,
I'll listen. okay. and try to write down some more. I also contributed money on the, not that I'm counting myself, on the previous show, and it was with Carrie and her son, and she said that I didn't make any comment, and I didn't comment because there's so many people at your station that contribute so much that I didn't want to leave anybody out.
Aww, that is so thoughtful. Thank you so much.
So, great show. Thank you. Bye.
And that reminds me, I did forget to give a shout out to Kari Hedlund, who had the 4 o'clock, the weekend shift, the 4 o'clock on the River Show, and making his co-hosting debut, Anders Hedlund. So welcome to the club, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have some breaking news from Keach, who says there were extension cords and power strips last year, but he will bring some just in case. So we're good there.
All right. Thanks a lot. Let's go back to the phones here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Stone Lake. I was trying to write the question. I didn't quite get it all, but it was something to do with a Serial 68.
Oh, yes. Bunch. I'll read that back to you. Kingly boxed cereal has been crunched on since 1968?
Did you say Kingly?
Kingly.
Okay, because I was going to think Captain Crunch, but I don't think that's right.
It's not quite the right one. I think it is crunchier and harder on the roof of your mouth than Captain Crunch.
Okay, well, I was a Captain Crunch addict, so I don't know anything else.
That's
all right.
Okay.
I will give a shout to Mojo. Hopefully the fish are biting up there on Lake of the Woods.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Good night.
Yep. Let me repeat those baseball questions. Name the pitchers who have struck out 20 batters or more in one game. Name the players that hit two inside the park home runs in the same game. And name the 8 members of the 300 home runs and 300 or more stolen bases club. We've got Barry Bonds and Willie Mays. So back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I believe it was Admiral Akbar that said, it's a trap!
You are absolutely correct. Who's calling?
This is the Little Bass Turds.
Okay. All right, well, thanks
for
playing
thank
tonight.
All right, yep, bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I'd like to answer the Star Wars question if I can.
Absolutely. What's your answer?
Well, the answer is, who said it's a trap is me, Admiral Akbar.
Oh, exactly. Of course you would know what you said. Good job.
Of course. I said the words myself.
It's fantastic.
You do the voice well.
But, thank you. I'd like to give a shout out to my loved one, my squid mate, Lonnie. And I'd also like to just remind everyone to be careful out there because it's a trap.
It is a trap, absolutely. Thank you so much, Admiral.
Thanks so much.
Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, how's it going? This is Melvin from the compound.
Yeah.
I got a couple. So I know you guys are missing a lot of work lately.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's your other question. The Goonies, the other movie with that was Office Space, right?
Office Space, that is correct. I'm going to need you to come in on Sunday, though.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on Sunday. And then I got 300. You got to guess Ricky Henderson's one of those?
No, he was just close. He had 297 home runs. Obviously, he had the stolen bases, but he was just outside.
Well, you got to give me that.
Close enough.
And then I don't know, what's it, 20 strikeouts?
Yeah, who? What the pitchers are
talking about. I'm going to throw Roger Clemens out there because I have no idea. Shooting in the dark.
Roger Clemens had 2 of them. He's 2 of the 5, so you got those.
Bam! So I got 2 answers right.
Yep, against the Mariners and the Tigers.
All right. You guys are doing a great job. I love your show. And, hey, hello from the compound. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Yep, so long.
Bye-bye. Right,
hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, you two. It's Julie Krabman. I do have an answer to a question.
Okay.
At Rod Serling's funeral, was it Ray Bradbury?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Sorry. No, it wasn't.
What?
It was another sci-fi legend, though. You definitely are familiar with this person.
I know. Philip K. Dick. Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Every time I listen to Fundraiser Tees, and I'm going to get off the phone so people can get in,